Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. It is Wednesday, and looks like some of the rain is going to start picking up yet again. It's just kind of muggy and sticky. It had been really, well, I'm going to say cold. I felt cold earlier today, that cold driving rain, and now we got it coming back. And again, we're just going to be in this kind of a mix for the next couple of days. Bear that in mind. 4:05, our good friend, my buddy, John Burkett, crime insider over at CBS 6, is going to be with us. There's been an arrest down in Chesterfield of one of the alleged perpetrators of that awful, brutal beating of a New York City police officer. I'm sure you saw the story. I mentioned it the other day. It happened over the weekend up in the Bronx. And they just beat this officer to within an inch of his life, stole everything from him, and then they fled. And one of them was captured earlier today by the United States Marshals Service, I think some representatives from NYPD, I'm sure the Chesterfield County Police on the scene as well. But John Burkett from CBS 6 will have a full report at 4:05, so I am looking forward to chatting with him. We have this new pope, right? He's been on the job for a couple of weeks now. He's actually an American. Are there things going to change? It's been interesting to me to see and hear and read people on all sides politically here in the United States telling us what his politics are. And they're 180 degrees the opposite from what the other side here is saying. I have no idea, and I'm not really totally sure what our relationship is with the Holy See. I'll tell you who probably does know a thing or two. He's been with us before, I'm so happy to say. Ambassador Francis Rooney was our ambassador to the Vatican. He served in Congress for a number of years, and now he's just sort of a man about town who every once in a while visits, and I'm happy to have him here. Mr. Ambassador, thanks again for visiting.
Thanks for having me on.
Tell me, what's your sense here? We have the first time ever an American pope. Are we going to see a different relationship between the Vatican and the United States?
Well, I think it's pretty exciting that for Catholics and non-Catholics alike that we have an American pope. I think it will influence a lot of positive ways in the United States as far as interest in the church, interest of young people perhaps. And you've seen all the intensity of the media on the Vatican more than I've ever seen before. I mean, it's been pretty incredible how interested all types of the media have expressed about this.
They sure have. What is the normal relationship? You were there for what, 3-4 years? Did you visit with the Pope on a regular basis, or was there something else going on?
Usually I dealt with the people in the Secretary of State's office, but 3 or 4 times a year I have something to come up where I would speak with Pope Benedict. And he really was a very strong fan of the United States, our Constitution, particularly our First Amendment, separation of church and state. He used to lecture at Notre Dame. He was very familiar with the country. And so we had a very willing partner diplomatically with Pope Benedict. Not quite so much with Pope Francis, who had some hostility to the United States. He had that Latin American liberation theology. Mm-hmm. But now we're going to have an American pope who understands both the United States and the world and can bridge that gap. And I think that's very, very interesting and exciting for the church.
Tell me what you think the reaction is throughout the church. As you say, it's the first American pope. We get that. He has a view that encompasses, obviously, growing up in the Midwest, in Chicago, and all of that stuff. Do you think that other folks inside the church are going to be shocked or surprised by some of the things he says or does?
There may be a few Italians or Europeans that can't understand why we have an American pope, but not very many. I think he wouldn't have won if he didn't get a lot of votes and a lot of Italian and European votes. I think they're going to be really pleased. I think they know what they've got because he's been around Rome the last few years in charge of bishops. Before that, he was around Rome as the head of the Augustinian order. Mm-hmm. He's probably been living in Rome since 2002 or three.
Okay.
And so he's a known quantity, and they made a good, wise choice, and I think they're going to be glad they did.
Ambassador Francis Rooney is with us. He was the ambassador to the Vatican for President Bush. What about the significance of the name? A lot of us heard the name Leo the 14th. Some, I'm sure, jumped online to Google some stuff. Why that name as opposed to another name? What do you see as the significance?
Oh, that's a very significant choice that he made. Pope Leo the 13th, the last Leo before him, was the Pope during the time of the Industrial Revolution, and he wrote probably the most famous papal writing of all time, Rerum Novarum, about the injustices and dislocations and inequalities that were resulting from the rapid wealth made in the Industrial Revolution. Mm. And now what do we have now? We have a AI, IT, social media-driven revolution ourselves, and we're trying to struggle as to how to deal with that.
Right, right. Well, I think it is fascinating. I'm a Philadelphian, so I'm just thrilled to hear that he was a Villanova guy. That says lots to me.
Yep. If you're an Augustinian, you're a Villanova guy, even if you didn't go there.
I won't share with you that I spent time at St. Joe's on City Line. Shh, that's just between us. Don't take that the wrong way. But no, I mean, Nova always had the best basketball team. Raleigh Massimino, if you remember him back in his heyday, they were getting stuff done. What about the relationship politically? Because this is the part that's really, really puzzled me, Ambassador Rooney. I have seen both people on the left and people on the right describe Pope Leo the 14th's political leanings, and they're each diametrically opposed. He can't be both of these things, correct?
Well, that pretty well tells you that none of them are exactly right. I think you're going to see a pope here that will want to continue some of the important social justice and immigration sensitivity principles that Pope Francis put forth consistently. Right. But I think you'll see him do it in a more measured manner than some of Pope Francis's way of doing things. Okay. But I also think you see a guy who is going to focus on church doctrine, how the church organization works, a lot of the more blocking and tackling things that certainly Pope Francis didn't deal with. And in the doctrine, Pope Benedict was very strong. And so you're going to get a little bit of both. And they need both, okay? They've had these huge scandals. They need someone to get a handle on the finances. The church is not really, the leaders of the church have not proven themselves to be really great with finances. They get taken advantage of by a lot of unscrupulous people. And I think the internal operation of the Curia will be better because Pope Leo ran the Augustinian, so he knows how to run an organization.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Interesting. Well, I of course, am sitting, I think, like many people on the sidelines, excited about this, anxious about it. I think it's going to be a fascinating thing. Now, the most important question that many of us have, White Sox or Cubs, do you have any inside information on his affinity there?
Oh, no, that's a slam dunk. He's White Sox guy.
Oh, all right. Well, okay, he's lost one or two people that way, but I guess he's picked up a few on the other side with that. Ambassador, I appreciate you taking time. I know you're a busy guy, but it is wonderful to get you back and look forward to chatting again in the not-too-distant future.
I'll look forward to it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my friend. That is Ambassador Francis Rooney. He served as our American ambassador to the Vatican, somebody who really does have some insight that I just haven't heard elsewhere. Every time I read one of these conflicts on Pope Leo XIV's politics, right? There's a left-wing person going, he's this, this, and this, and there's a right-wing person saying he's this, this, and this, and they're completely opposite. All I can think of, does anybody remember Schrodinger's cat? Do you remember the Schrodinger's cat? All right, if not, I'll tell you what it is. If you know what it is, do me a favor, real fast. I know it sounds silly, but hit me up over on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. I'm just curious, is this just one of those things that psychologists know a little bit about, or philosophy people know about? Because it is one of those things that, in all candor, you need to know about, because I think we see a lot of examples of Schrodinger's cat. I really do. I really, honest to goodness, do. And I'm just curious to know if you know about that. Oh, did anybody else get stuck, and I am saying stuck, watching the finale of Handmaid's Tale? Oh, God! Just awful. Just awful. 7 years we invested in that stinking show, and the payoff last night, I'm thinking, man, I could have sat alone in a box and come up with a better season series finale. But maybe I'm just alone. Hey, it is 3:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.